Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Cynthia Sosa, and now the news. A controversial proposal in the Oklahoma State Legislature would delay the age kids would be eligible to start kindergarten and put Oklahoma on trend with dozens of other states. But as State Impact's Lenora LaVictoire reports, some childhood experts say the trend may not serve Oklahoma kids well.
Hey, Isla, will you sing her your name song?
How do you spell your name?
I-L-I-L-A-I-L-A.
That's how I spell Isla's name.
Isla Eisen's birthday is August 28th. She's turning 4, and she starts pre-K this week. After pre-K, her parents want to send her to kindergarten in Edmond Public Schools. But a proposal state lawmakers are considering would have changed the Eisen's plans. Isla and thousands of other August-born children would have to wait one more year before enrolling in kindergarten. Supporters say this would make for more mature classes, making it easier on kindergarten teachers. In a committee hearing, the author of the legislation, Senator Greg McCourtney, cited data from the State Board of Education that shows that of the kids who were held back in kindergarten in the last 5 years, about 40% were born in July or August.
In the end, when looking at running this bill, I had to decide whether or not schools were going to be for education or if schools were going to be for social services. If we have kids that need social services, we need to stop forcing that into our school system and start taking care of that through the Human Services Division of our government.
Jonathan Small with the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs, a conservative think tank, says making kids repeat grades is bad for everyone.
Resources are then diverted to re-educating a young child when the time is actually appropriate for them to be in class.
Kids repeating grades is expensive, which might show why, since the 70s, states have been delaying when kids can start. In 1975, only 9 states required that kids be 5 when they start kindergarten. As of 2010, 30 states made their kindergarten cutoff date sometime in September.
So it doesn't matter if your date is June 1st, July 1st, August 1st, September 1st, you're always going to have older and younger kids that you're going to have to deal with.
Diane Horm is the director of the Early Childhood Education Institute in Tulsa and an early childhood education professor at the University of Oklahoma.
The idea that you're going to hold off to an older age to start some type of an intervention that we want kids to prosper from just doesn't make any sense to me.
Horm says that more than half of Oklahoma's children under age 6 are low income. Another year before pre-K or kindergarten would mean another year of child care or loss of income as one parent stays home.
In a state where we have high rates of childhood poverty and we have high rates of childhood ACEs, those kids need to get into a system that's going to attend to their needs and get them the services they need, both educational and social services. And for many kids, that system is school.
New research says that in Oklahoma, children are more likely to suffer from early childhood trauma than any other state in the nation. Trauma that comes from violence in the home or from mental and physical abuse. Paula Gates is the director of early childhood programming at Sunbeam Family Services. With funding from the federal government's Head Start program, they serve about 800 children in the Oklahoma City area. Gates says this type of legislation would hit rural areas the most.
In Oklahoma City, Tulsa, we have childcare availability, so we're probably the least at risk, but the rural communities in Oklahoma, they don't have anywhere to go. So if you're going to isolate a child at their 80-year-old grandmother's for another year in rural Oklahoma, they're not getting those needs met, and that just prolongs the issue.
The bill changing the age for starting kindergarten is still alive in the state legislature. Senator McCourtney did not respond to a request for comment about whether or not he plans to bring it back up when the session starts in February. For State Impact, I'm Lenora LaVictoire.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, committed to state-tribal partnerships that contribute to the Oklahoma economy and its residents. UnitedForOklahoma.com. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about feature stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. Though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU. Local broadcast of Morning Edition is made possible in part by a community service grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, challenge grants from the Leslie Powell Foundation, the McCrory Foundation, and the McCaslin Foundation, members of the KCCU Leadership Circle, and by listeners like you who become members of their local public radio station. You're listening to Morning Edition on KCCU.